Okay, we start with a warning to dog owners. Now, your pet may already be under the bed with the rain sound, but we're about to play another sound that in some homes or cars could wreak havoc. Thunder. It's frightening to two-legged creatures, especially children, but dogs can have extreme fear of thunder and other noises. There are 70 million dog owners in the U.S., and a third of them report problems with noise. And now there's a new drug, Cilio, which comes in gel form in a syringe. It can be injected into the dog's mouth. It starts working in 30 to 60 minutes, wears off after 2 to 3 hours, and veterinarians are raving about it. Dr. Peter Eag is one of many vets testing Cilio on some of his clients, reporting the results to the developer, Zoetis. He's based in Poolesville, Maryland, and joins us now. And Dr. Eag, we want to know more about Cilio, but first, what happens to dogs? Why is it that thunderstorms, you know, car backfires, fireworks can send so many of them into such a panic?
Well, it's a great question, and the broader aspect is what's called noise aversion, and that has to do with the fact that various scary noises, well, that can frighten small children and even adults can do the same to animals. And one of the situations is a very simple rudimentary reflex, and that's called the fight or flight syndrome. And what happens is your noradrenaline levels build up, and when they reach a certain threshold, it says to your brain, look, you either have to take care of this situation or get away from this situation, and that's what creates the panic-like situation that occurs with some people in thunderstorm situations or other noise-associated situations, or in dogs especially.
The New York Times Science section took a look at this. Jackhammers, lawnmowers, coffee grinders, you know, all of these things can do it.
Sure.
But thunderstorms, there's something about it. Some dogs, I had the late, great Homie. I knew when a thunderstorm was coming because he started trembling.
Oh, thunderstorms are a unique creature. There are pressure changes. There are very low frequency and high frequency sounds. There are very, very intense lights. And then the rain itself, many times it's just the sound of the rain and hail. All of those relay into factors. And so a dog, a young dog will have been exposed to this, or the mother of that dog will have already had a fearful event. And she will then confer to the young dog, look, when this happens, you need to be fearful. And then they hear those sounds and they become fearful associated with those sounds. And then sometimes what happens is dogs will generalize. They'll hear the thunder and then they'll hear a car backfire and they'll say, well, now the car backfiring makes me just as scared as the thunder itself.
Right.
And they'll start to branch out in what they were afraid of. So it can be a gateway to a lot of fears for dogs.
And we're not talking about, you know, people who want their dogs just to be a little happier. We're talking about dogs who will take off like a shot, run through glass, tear their nails out, tearing at a door to get out. I mean, it just can be horrible behavior. So talk about this new drug. I was told by my vet, and don't do anything that you're hearing us talk about here until you've talked to your vet. But, you know, maybe a little tiny piece of Benadryl, depending on what weight the dog was, might calm them down. You know, others tried the security wraps. And there are some drugs out there. What's the difference with Cilio?
Well, over 30 years in practice, we have tried many, many things for dogs who have fear of noises, especially thunderstorms. We have recommended a variety of different compounds, both naturally occurring compounds and chemical compounds. And they've had varying effects, but there's been nothing that has really helped stop the fear and the trepidation that occurs with thunderstorms especially, and other types of noise aversion in dogs. My own dog, Ernie, who has since passed on, he was a perfect example. When the thunder would strike, you could just see that all reason went out of his little brain, and he would just run in a straight line for hours, if possible, trying to get away from it. And my own little dog now, Annabelle, who was one of the first dogs that got to experience this new compound, Cilio, she was the same way. She would try to crawl under me, on top of my head, get away from anything she could. This medication, one of the beautiful things about this medication is that it relaxes them and it calms them without sedating them. It allows them to continue on in their normal fashion so they can still hear you. They can still get up and walk with you. They can do other things. It just alleviates that terrible fear and terrible stress that occurs when they break over that threshold and start to become panicked by those thunderstorms. So it's one of those compounds it's a once-in-a-generation compound, I think, where I have fought for 30 years trying to help my canine friends with these different types of fears associated with noise, and this compound really works. I have had it now for about 2 months, and it has just been actually released to the general veterinary community And I will tell you that everyone – I have about 25, 30 clients now who have been using it. Every one of them has reported good to excellent results. And I have gotten pictures from clients. I've gotten phone calls from clients. They have brought me treats, you know, candy and things, thanking me for having a medication that actually finally works.
Well, so we should say you're not being paid by Zoetis
no.
to try Cilio on your patients. But what is it? And are there possible side effects or misuse of it?
Sure. It's a great question. And that's one of the most important things for your listeners to know is that this is a prescribed medication. You have to get it from your veterinarian. You have to bring your animal to your veterinarian, that you have a conversation with them, an examination, making sure that your pet is healthy. This drug is in a class of drugs that blocks noradrenaline release. And so one of the other effects of this drug in higher concentrations is actually as a pre-anesthetic sedative. And I've used this drug for many years in the surgical situation, sedating dogs and getting them comfortable before surgery and using it as a pain medication during surgery. In its micro dosing, which is what they've formulated it in a gel form, it goes in between the gum and the cheek, and it's released in that fashion. And in that fashion, its effect is much more minimal, and it affects the release of noradrenaline. And by stopping that, it stops that panic situation that these dogs find themselves in. One of the things to know about these compounds is they all have effects on the central nervous system. And so that's why it's important to talk with your veterinarian before you administer it. Don't just get it from your neighbor and try it without doing it, because if your dog has significant heart disease or kidney disease or liver disease, you'll want to know about that, because this drug may not be right for your pet.
Yeah. And again, we want to underscore that distinction that you made. In the past, I mean, Benadryl is one thing. And again, don't do anything before talking to your vet, because what you can give a dog has to do with their weight and, as you said, the possible heart problems. But prior to this, there were sedatives, tranquilizers, things that just made them bleh.
Oh, absolutely. And they have their own side effect issues. I mean, acepromazine is a very common compound that has been prescribed by veterinarians over the years for this type of fear effect. But it is a potent relaxing agent, a tranquilizer. And one of the real realities of this is we've found that it has no effect on taking the fear away. It just makes them so sleepy and sloppy that they can't run away from the fear. Whereas what we found with Cilio is it actually takes the fear away. So like my little dog, Annabelle, she just sits next to me very comfortably. The storm is raging. And she looks around like, oh, there's the lightning, there's the thunder. Hey, I think I'll have a cookie now. You know, so it's wonderful to see the difference.
Well, a syringe, I understand, costs about $30. There's a few doses in it. It does have side effects in a few dogs of vomiting. So know that.
Yep.
I'm sure that, you know, like any medication, you want to keep it out of the reach of children, things like that. But if somebody doesn't yet want to go to a medication, and maybe they don't have dogs that have such severe reaction, what else can you do? Because the advice is mixed. Some say, oh, hold your dog. And then lately we're hearing, don't hold your dog. He feels trapped. What else can you do during a thunderstorm with a dog?
I can tell you the most important thing to do is not to cuddle them and coddle them and give them that, oh, it's okay, it's okay. Because what you're doing is you're informing them that I am stressed, and because I'm stressed when this is going on, that it's okay for you to be more stressed. You want to go through your normal activity like nothing is going on. Hey, would you like a treat? Hey, why don't we go over and sit down over here? That's the most important thing you can do. Now, if you have a dog who's developing these fears and these phobias, there are some natural compounds that you can use. Composure, which is made up of naturally occurring compounds, one of which is milk colostrum, calf colostrum, and they have naturally calming effects. The same compounds that are in turkey that after you've had your turkey dinner make you nice and relaxed and want to fall asleep in front of the football game, they have those compounds in them also. And as you said, Benadryl has some sedating effect, but much more minimal than people would think. And there are some other compounds available also. I think that anytime you start to see your dog develop that situation, talk with your veterinarian first. They will give you initial steps to take. One of the things you talked about were thunder shirts.
Yeah, thunder shirts, but they wrap them around dogs.
They wrap them around, and what they do is they remind the dog when he was a puppy and he was able to cuddle underneath his mom's arm and feel safe. And the other thing you can do for your dogs is find a room in the house that doesn't have an outdoor window and has a door that you can and can be dark, and you can place them in that room while the storm is going on, so that they, number one, can't see the lightning. It's harder to hear the thunder, and they don't perceive any other problems going on.
Yeah.
So there's some other easy steps. But now that we have Cilio, I will tell you, it is as safe as this compound is, the minimal side effect issues, it is really going to change the lives of a lot of people who have their dogs, you know, knocking over the kitchen table and breaking the door and going through the screen.
And hurting and themselves. Yeah, hurting themselves.
And definitely hurting themselves. Yes. I mean, my own dog, Ernie, he hurt himself very badly one time just racing away from a storm. We were out cleaning the stalls in our barn, and that out of nowhere, a clap of lightning went down and the thunder roared. And man, he went right through the door to the back of the barn and he cut himself pretty significantly.
Yeah. Dr. Peter Eag, veterinarian in Poolesville, Maryland, on some new thinking, new drug, and then old thinking, too, that still might work about dogs and noise. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin. I appreciate your time.